We're back.
We're back in Britain. Never. All right, so where did we leave off at? Soldier Boy, right?
Yes, sir.
Freaking Soldier Boy. So, yeah, I've come to the conclusion that Soldier Boy is actually a genius. And I am wrong. I'm so sorry.
Why is that?
And then we were talking about it after you left. And he said that, think about it. Soldier Boy wasn't relevant for like a few years, and then all of a sudden he comes out and bam, now he's relevant again, just like that, in the matter of what, not even a month, he's just relevant like that.
Totally,
yeah, bro. Like I'm starting to, like, again, I think it's fucked up. If he's scamming people, like, with the whole console shit, and even the watches, because I don't think they're fucking good. Like, they can't be that great. You know what I mean? I've been, like...
30 cash.
I've been told that... Not I've been told. The article said that, The watches that he has are Apple Watch ripoffs.
How much are they, though?
What you said?
How much are the watches?
How much? 30 cash.
I mean, you paint that out for a watch. You shouldn't really expect much.
No, I mean, you like, shouldn't. You shouldn't. You shouldn't.
At all.
But it supposedly you can call, text, watch videos, listen to music on your watch.
So,
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, is that true? Like, I don't know. There's no way that's true. The article I read, the people that wrote the article, and they try to get it from Russia because supposedly you can either get it shipped from China or Russia, and weeks later they still haven't gotten it.
That's the case with a lot of people.
I guess,
like, that's what I watched YouTube videos about people buying like the soldier pods and shit, and it's like 3 months later they still haven't gotten them. You know,
that's what I'm saying. Like, it's a big scam that he's running, all to make money.
I mean, you never know, because I mean, they ship it from. You never know. They ship them from Russia, right? So, I mean, like, Russia's a pretty dangerous country. So, you never know. Probably, like, on a truck, whatever. They can rob a truck.
What about China?
You know, how they do movies and stuff like that.
What about China?
I mean, to be honest, I'm not sure about China, but...
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if he's just... Look. It's smart, but really fucked up. It's a really fucked up thing to do. Like... You're just taking people's money, and what? They're not getting they're not getting anything. They're getting absolutely nothing. And people still support them.
Yeah, that's so good for the consumer.
Yeah.
Who, me?
Your friend.
No, I'm saying, yeah, like, for the consumer, it sucks. Yeah. I see what you're saying. But I still support Soulja Boy. So, to my full extent, I love that nigga. That's my guy. So, that's Soulja Boy.
You said that's Soulja Boy?
He's a genius. You gotta put some fucking Soulja Boy's name.
What's Soulja Boy's
name? That's Soulja Boy. I'm not even sure, to be honest.
I just know him as Soulja Boy. Tell him.
I'm not even sure. Shit.
Jimmy.
Oh. I mean, we all do, though. Who really cares about the name of a rapper, to be honest?
I mean, I do. I actually...
For what, though? I mean, like... So, rapper is Soulja Boy. You really care what his name is?
Nah, not really. I don't care. The only rapper I really care about... never mind. I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, that's different, though.
Listen to his Blueface, if we're being honest here.
That's a big fact. Yo, let's talk about Blueface.
It's a legend. That's a god.
Oh my goodness. We have to talk about Blueface's rise to stardom. My goodness.
One of the greatest generation has ever seen.
You know, so funny too, speaking of Blueface?
Uh huh. Wait, what?
Like, I remember I said it's funny too, because speaking about Blueface, I was on YouTube, like, I said about a couple months ago, like maybe like 4 months ago.
Uh huh.
And I think what happened with him, he really, like, he owes, like, his career to World Star. Put him on the map. You seen this video that talking about Crippin and stuff like that. Like, you're gonna look at it and you're gonna be like, a Crip song, right? You never really heard of a Crip song. You heard of Bloods making music, you know, like Gummo.
Yeah, yeah.
Et cetera, right?
Yeah.
You look into it like, Crip. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's the worst hip hop for putting Blueface on the map.
They really,
that musically talented
really
young man.
Put him on the map. And they really put, like, I'm not going high, bro. I'm not. Everyone here, whoever listens to us, and if you are gang affiliated, please understand that we are not gang affiliated at all. I do not associate myself with any gangs or anything, but I will say this, because of Blueface, I feel like Crip rappers and just being Crip in general has become more popular than being Blood.
Definitely. I'm not gonna lie though, there's a lot of Crip rappers though that like you gotta pay some respect
to. Of course.
Some of the OGs are Crips, like Uncle Snoop is a Crip. You gotta
About taking like think about it, right? 6ix9ine, right? Even though he wasn't really I don't think he was really Blood or anything. But 6ix9ine was like he's like Blueface. Blueface is like a Crip 6ix9ine.
Nah, I don't agree with that at all, actually.
You don't agree with that?
I don't agree with that. I don't. Uh-huh. Only because I feel like Blueface is genuine.
He is genuine. That's the only difference. I'm saying when it comes to like music-wise and relevancy-wise and just the fact of how he blew up, it's familiar, don't you think? It's just a different...
I don't think so.
Oh, damn.
They both came up different ways. Like, normally, like, 6ix9ine was co-signed. You know, like, he didn't come up on his own, like, Blueface did pretty much. Besides, you know, clickbaiting and YouTube.
But he got
that's all known, like, by who?
By Drake.
Good. Drake, they don't have a song together.
They don't have a song together.
Drake didn't co-sign. Drake did not co-sign him. Blueface is not always credit to nobody.
Besides what? Hello? Hello? Jimmy?
I'm here.
What'd you say? Yo, I cannot hear you, bro. You keep cutting off, man. It's getting me tight. Your Wi-Fi's trash. Where's it, mine?
No, he keeps cutting off of me, too.
Who keeps cutting off?
Danny.
He keeps cutting. I can't hear him.
Me neither.
Danny?
Yeah.
Bro, you keep cutting off.
Nah, I can't hear
you. I don't know what's good. What were you saying before? You said that, You said that Blueface wasn't co-signed, except for what?
Oh, that I don't agree with you. Nah, he wasn't.
There's a video on him explaining his Drake co-sign.
No, he wasn't co-signed by anybody.
He got co-signed by Drake. Yes, he got co-signed by Drake.
Him, Blueface himself.
No, he got co-signed by Drake.
Nah, I've never heard of that, to be honest. I mean, I know he messes with Drake and shit like that, but I've...
They are completely different rappers, but I'm saying...
But still, though, I think they're way too different companies, like,
just
different rappers.
The fact that...
100%.
Even, just the way they came up and, like, how consistent they are.
The way they came up.
6ix9ine was really consistent in his music, and so is Blueface, even though he hasn't come out with a song in a minute. But he was putting out song after song after song, and they were all bangers. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people bumped to them. You know what I mean? And people say, nah, bro, he's trash. All he, like,
yeah,
he
true, doesn't true, rap true, on true. Beat. That's a fact.
And that, they would say the same thing about 6ix9ine. Like, oh, all he does is scream. Two completely styles of rap. Two completely different people. But it's just, it's similar ways of, you know, coming up.
Well, yeah, true. I guess you're right, but still, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. People talk about this and that, how
it's true.
You know, Blueface this, Blueface that, but as you can see, like his music sells.
No,
people love
I actually
him, so
think
like,
Blueface is
he obviously can be
lyrical.
Trash if
not super lyrical, but he has some lyrics where I'm like, damn, This nigga really just said that, bro. Like, shoot.
Yeah. I remember you tried to put me onto this lyric he said, talking about, how about him mopping the floor, hiding the West Hand, like that?
Like, yeah, bro.
I
like,
hear
that's,
it, and I'm like, a, okay, yeah, but career. Then you think about it, it's like, oh, like, cooking, yeah, like, exactly. Nigga lacking, you know?
That's why I love it.
Like, read between the lines type shit. Yeah.
No, he's,
but then
he's not.
He knows what people like.
Then again, 6ix9ine exactly. Can't do any of that because 6ix9ine isn't lyrical at all. I feel like he just.
No, hell no.
Like, party music, that's pretty, pretty much what he's good for. I don't, like, I wouldn't like, Blueface. To be honest, that's I wouldn't bump him like all the Blueface, time. Like, I'll bump Blueface for me.
He has like that, he has like a, I don't want to go that far, but I would say like a Biggie Smalls type of vibe, but not as, not, definitely not as good, like not as lyrical or anything. But yeah,
no, I see what you're saying. Like, you can listen to him on a date, like, depending on how you feel, like, you're in bag, you listen studio, to like a specific right? song.
Obviously,
with,
studio like, isn't the song, like, it's not a song where you can be in the bag, but the music and the melodies that he uses, it's almost like that type of thing. Like, I could walk slow to this, you know what I mean? Like, I could, yeah,
word.
And he has other songs, exactly. Exactly.
That's a fact.
I feel like with dead lows every morning.
Like, his music is good for all situations.
Yo, I love,
like,
I for love all, that like, song.
Yeah.
It's on the dead lows.
I love that.
That's a fact.
Yo, shout out to Blueface.
Shout out to Blueface. Shout out to Take K.
Shout out to Blueface, bro.
Shout out to Blueface. Yo, Take K is a freaking. Oh, man.
Free Take K, matter of fact. Free Take K. That young man, it's really sad to see, like, how some of these rappers, like, don't have a, like, they don't really get to experience fame because of, like, you know, what stuff they go through.
Actually,
like, another person, like Lil Snoop. Like, what happened to him was crazy.
Oh, damn it, man.
Oh, but this one, too, freaking, speakers, that's another one. These guys are too young. They're not going to experience what it's like. Because people, you know, how people launch.
Yeah.
You know, I can't really say it's nobody's fault for taking it because the way he did.
Here's the thing that kind of pisses me off. Cause
like, you're still too young.
I do think it is sort of racist the way they're dealing with the situation over there. Because I think he's, what, he's in Texas right now, right? So, like, this kid,
he's in Texas.
Shut up the school or the church. The white boy, right? I saw, yeah, there was a whole post about it. It was like, this kid only got like he
that was Texas
like
too, right?
Or something, or a few years. I forgot how many years. It wasn't a few, but it's like, I don't know, 50 plus years. He gets that exactly. Like, he gets time in jail, but
he's just not getting death penalty. Like, Take his. That's pretty much what it is.
Two people.
This guy, obviously, like, this is. It's still bad. Yeah, but it's still.
That's
bad.
What he did with a terrorist attack. Released what he did.
But
what I'm trying to say is that the system is just really like it's fucked up.
And what
but
sucks is that
white privilege is a bitch.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't be mad at them.
This nigga, no, hell no. Because at least he makes music. This white boy doesn't do anything for us. Yeah, like, what the hell? Who cares about?
Yeah, well, like, he doesn't do anything for nobody. I'm not gonna say. I won't be mad, but I'd be pretty upset. Like,
no,
you can't
shouldn't.
Really let somebody out there just kill people, you know?
Then again,
like, they shouldn't really be on the shoot, like, you know, like nothing.
What is it? Repent for his sins or anything like that. Like, really, understand what he did. You're just gonna kill this kid, and he can't do anything about it. So, of course, he's gonna. Huh?
I mean, but you could really tell, like, he's not gonna really change. Cause listen to his music. Like,
isn't he 17?
He talks about killing people, now. Like, blatantly. Like,
he's,
you know?
18 now, right? He's only 18. He's me and,
oh, 18.
And you guys ages. Like, think about it. Imagine being raised like in the streets, just like all you know is that life and shit. You know, just you know, selling drugs and killing people. Like, it's different, man. Like, it's different. And he's young, so he's naive. He doesn't know anybody. Exactly.
True.
Exactly.
Like, his influences said that, yeah. You know, you're part of your environment. And that's really true. Oh, because you think about it, his parents, his both his parents are Crips. His mother's a rolling 60. And I think his father's I don't know his father, but I know his father's a Crip too, but it's really sad how these kids don't really like they don't really know anything else besides we know what they're shown.
A crazy person. The other guy that shot up those, that massacred those people, he's crazy. He's a dangerous person. Now obviously again, TK did some horrible things. There are plenty of people who have, but they understand and they try to find time to forgive themselves and, you know, try to get people to forgive them for their sins and their wrongdoings, you know? But you're not giving this kid a chance because, you know, you're just being a dick.
Yeah.
Or you want money. I don't know what the fuck they want. Yeah,
it's because he's black. It's really I don't want to be that guy.
It is.
Like, I don't want to put the race card, but it's really true.
That's fucked up, man. That's fucked up.
Like I don't want to be that. I don't want to be that guy because I hate being that guy. Oh, because he's black. Because I'm black. But it's true though.
Yeah, like we were saying, like they both committed the same crime, and this white kid killed so many more people compared to TK, and he just has time.
Yeah.
That doesn't make no sense either. I feel like they should talk about that because you listen to you thinking about it, like this doesn't
but make supposedly any sense it's at because all. Oh he has a like
none whatsoever and I feel like they don't care
or something. You know, he's obviously disturbed and it's like I don't think so, man.
You can't
just do that because we can say the same thing about TK. We can say the same thing about all murderers.
Yeah, AK was probably a crack baby. I'm not gonna hold you.
Exactly,
he probably was, bro. Like a lot of these, that's what
look at his face. Fan. But that's
the probably was
facts,
bro. And it's crazy. It's crazy. Oh yeah, that's his face. This nigga looks like fucking.
It were.
The nigga from Toy Story, the baby,
Brendan,
and Sid too. And bro, he looks like Sid and the baby, bro.
Oh Sid. Oh, it's from the baby. It's from the boy.
Nah, let me stop. Yo, shout out to Takey, man. Please take
me. Got a chill boy for his boy for you. Like,
I love his music, man. I can't even lie. Even though it's super freaking violent and I still love it.
Yeah, well, because I feel like he's just musically talented. A lot of people,
yeah.
Like, I respect him so much because, you know, when he was big, he made a lot of music. Yeah. It's not like he only has a couple songs. He has a lot of music. And I really appreciate that because, you know, you have some rappers who, you know, they're big and, like, they make enough music.
Oh, my God. They focus on a lot of other shit.
Like, for example, get me start. Freaking A$AP Rocky. This nigga don't make... I hate that guy. Like, I'm sorry to say that, you know, being from New York and, like, everyone loves A$AP Rocky. Not. I don't he's like him consistent. At all.
How did he His go music is not what he used to be. No, not even. From At Long Last ASAP to testing. That's it didn't make sense to me. Like,
it's just his whole persona, his own style of music. Like, I understand you want to change certain music. Kanye does it on the phone. But that, the difference is not Kanye. You know what I mean? You know, give the fans what they want. You got to give the people what they want, man.
Oh, definitely. You can't really say that about Kanye because Kanye, even though he doesn't put up a lot of music, but he puts out like gems. Like, you know, it's quality over quantity. And what Kanye does, he puts out boom every. I see about like what, every 2 years maybe. Every 2 or 3 years, he puts out a huge album. They might not be as good as they used to be, you know, back like 2010, you know, on those type of days. But he's still putting out music. Yeah, definitely. Exactly. Like, I think he knows, you know, I'm a big rapper, a big influencer. I need to make music for my fans because they're important to me. But on my fans, I have nothing. And then A$AP Rocky only focused on fashion. And that's corny because, like, you're an artist. Yeah. I get it. Like, there's a bunch of like, different forms of art, but you're a rapper.
Some good music.
So how about you make some music instead of worrying about what you're going to wear?
Like, Kanye, there's no excuse for
you
not being able to do both. You know, a lot of people are able to do both. So, you know, try to multitask as best as you can. You know what I mean?
Shit. shit. That's really tough because there's a bunch of rappers who get involved. And there's a bunch of rappers who don't do enough at all. Like, another one probably have to say, you play with Cardi.
Yeah.
That, like, you know how I feel about him. That boy is this musically, like, he's this a prodigy. Kid, oh, like, he's musically talented. I think he's up there with, like, Mozart. Like, bro, think about it.
Yeah.
Mozart was probably the same age when he got famous. Remember, he was young, really, really young. And so he played Bacardi. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, they live wild lives. They make beautiful music. They have a bunch of fans, right? And I feel like now, since he knows he's musically talented, he knows he's like, he makes good shit. He's going to be like, he's going to have to ask
like he's already earned
because, you know, he's lazy as a person. You can already see it. Like,
yeah, yeah. By the song. I agree.
And, but, exactly. Exactly. Now, you could definitely see in his music too because think of, like he's rapping, he's just not even using words. That's how talented he is. Like people still listen to that, and that shows a lot too. Because like, what are you trying to say? Like we just gonna say like monkeys and listen to freaking like mumble words, like you know what I'm saying? Even though it's like it's fine. Like I could dance that shit all the time, but I feel like he needs to put a little bit more. Either that he makes a little more music, or you know, puts more effort into music.
I think so. I'll take everybody. Both, to be honest. You know. For those of you who are listening and are rappers, just understand this, right? All people want is consistency, you know? That's all we really want. Like, yes, we can see if your music is a half-ass, and we'll point it out. But as long as you're putting something out, it doesn't matter. Like that's all we want, man. Like, that's all. Because, yo,
I think it's more of a good balance, you know? Like, if you're not going to put out music consistently, at least put out quality, you know?
But here's... Of course. A quality over quantity... Here's the thing, right? If you're consistent and you know you're good, like, people told you you're good.
If you can do both, then definitely do both.
Yeah, that's, like, try
your best. Why not do both?
Oh,
like, for example, someone who could definitely do both is, I have to say, Gunna, that guy, this year, I feel like 2018, or now 2019, sorry.
It was.
2018 it was Gunna definitely, bro. Like, Gunna's year. Like, that you man. Don't
really like him.
I wouldn't really say Lil Baby like that because I don't, because he really changed, but Gunna, like, you know, if he's not broke, don't fix it, right? But then again, he still kind of, like, you know, did other things. And what he, I don't know, I think he was, like, 2018 was really great, a great year for music. Like, think about it like this. 2016, like, I'm comparing him to Quavo because Quavo was on everybody's song.
It's Gunna.
He had hits, left and right. Now it's definitely Gunna's turn.
Damn, that's crazy.
And I'm enjoying it a lot.
I feel like, yo, do you
I wonder who turned next to him before. I really wanted to see.
Yo, I love that
song. Talking about that song with, like, oh, I got Miss Personality, that kid? With Kanye? That song is fire.
Me too. I'm not
like, I listened to it the first time. I'm like, all right. I listened because Kanye was in the song, obviously, right?
Really?
I'm like, eh. In my opinion, I think Kanye kind of messed the song up. But the more you listen to it,
I always check the comments, like, when it comes to, like, rappers that I like. So I always check the comments. So I'm like, yo, Kanye's
on. Oh, yeah, wait. I mean, you need to consensus.
People like this song because that's my favorite rapper. So... Yeah, exactly. So I checked the comments and people were like,
the type people like it.
They actually like Kanye's part rather than Melly's part. They thought that the part where he was like where he went high pitched, they thought he used too much auto-tune, even though he can actually go that high. Like that kid can actually sing. I think he's ridiculously talented. It's ridiculous how talented he is. Like, I hope people see it, man. And I hope he's on the XL.
I never really listened to any of his songs besides that one. I even know he's really a rap. I know like by his face, but not by his music.
Yeah, me too.
But
me too.
For like right now, after what I heard, I definitely want to listen to more of his music. Because I just saw an interview of
him. Since you, and it was him like doing a song that he released on his newest album, and it was like his melodies are on point, man. And he can switch it up easily. And he was talking about like how he experiments with different notes and different like pitches and melodies and everything. And he sang like high pitch.
Yeah.
He did like medium pitch, low pitch.
You know, all the, like, falsettos, all those, yeah, the, all, you know, all those different melodies, man. And it sounds so good. Sopranos, et cetera. And I, again, I checked the comments, and everybody's loving it. They're like, yo, this kid is so talented.
That's beautiful when you get to see, like, a person who was, like, musically talented, and they get to, like, use it right. And people appreciate it. It's, that's a beautiful thing. I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Beyonce. Everybody loves Beyonce because she could she could sing her ass off. You know, she's a hard worker,
like,
too.
I love positivity, man.
Especially I could definitely appreciate
like,
that.
People I care about, you know? I love to see when people are doing good. Like, I don't, obviously, I don't know Melly or Kanye or any rapper that I'm a fan of personally, but I just really appreciate their music. So seeing other people appreciate their music the same as I do, it touches me, man.
Yeah, definitely. Like, it's always good to have a consensus.
And you're not like the odd one out.
Oh, yeah, he's pretty good. And, like, other people think so too.
That's another thing, too. I was sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, nah, stop. And, yo, I'm sorry, dude. This kid Jimmy is too much, bro. Too much, dude. This kid Jimmy is a dick. Damn it, bro. Wait, Danny, what were you going to say, though? You were going to say something.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
Oh, no. I was just going to say.
Oh, no. Jimmy, I was listening to you.
God damn it. I can't remember what I. Damn it.
My fault.
Nah. Man. I just remember what I was. Wait.
You need a brain blast.
You're talking about consensus and people, like, you know, appreciating other artists' music. That's what you're talking about. Oh, but what I was going to say was that you said, like, you know, you don't personally know these rappers, like, for example, like Kanye, but you really do, though. I feel like, that's you know, because you were listening
to
so
see
long,
him, like,
you get to experience
through
him changing.
Especially something like Kanye, because he's been rapping for so long.
Yeah, and they that's all they Kanye, know, so they rap about what they know.
And you could,
that's what you're trying to tell me.
Think about it. Yeah. Kanye's been doing music for 15 years now.
Exactly.
I've known him for 15 years. Oh my god. Yo, it's so different.
Like,
he definitely tells a story, not even through his words. He'll tell a story through the music itself. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yes, a fact. That's a fact.
Yeah. That's what
sometimes not even
what
the music,
like,
just but the beats alone.
You know, you just listen to them. You can, like, create words in your own head, like, and make your own song out of it. Oh.
Exactly, like,
yes,
like Heartless, like, you can already tell by the thumb, like, the
it pulls your
string. Like, damn, it's gonna hurt my heart, tips, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like, you're ready to be put in your bag, just like that.
Yeah, shout out to Kanye.
Nah, props to Kanye for being, I'd say, like,
if he listens to this ever,
in my opinion,
I want you to be on my podcast. Just know that the GOAT, come to my podcast, you know, come join, you know. When we get really big, you'll be like, yo, what's good? It's your boy Kanye West. Yeah.
Speaking of rap, though, we're going to wrap up. We're going to that topic for a minute. I want everybody to say the top five rappers. I want to say this.
Oh, okay.
Let me go first. Dead or Alive?
It's your list. Fuck it.
People may not agree.
Say it again.
Oh, no. He's cutting out.
No, Danny, no.
I love 2000. So my top five have to be Jay-Z.
Uh-huh.
Kanye West.
Uh-huh.
Young Jeezy.
Okay.
Lil Wayne. Mm-hmm. And either between Cameron.
Uh-huh.
Or, like, T.I.
T.I.
Like.
That's okay.
That's the king of the South. Like, for me, I don't care about none of that. Oh, like, I wasn't born in it. I don't care about it.
Yeah.
Like, I grew up listening to my music and what I listen to and what I enjoy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really care about Biggie Smalls. You know, he made great music.
Mm.
But I don't really care. Like,
yeah.
I didn't grow up listening to him.
Yeah, I
like, I listened to him more now than I did when I was younger.
Yeah.
But that's me, though.
Jimmy, what's your top five?
Okay. At the top, I definitely got to put Ye.
Yes, sir.
Then I'll go Thug for number two.
Ooh. Good choice. Good choice.
I forgot about Thug.
Key for number three.
Okay.
I forgot about Key.
Damn.
On some personal shit, even though I don't consider him a rapper, I consider him an artist. I'll put Peep up there because that's my fucking guy.
R.I.P. Peep. Beautiful man.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace to the homie.
Yeah.
And five, I'll put Tyler.
Okay.
Tyler.
Okay.
Okay, I fuck with Tyler. You know, I kind of feel like his music now is not as good as
He's not as good as he used to be. He's another A$AP Rocky, but I tolerate him more than I tolerate A$AP Rocky now.
But shout out Tyler, though, because he still puts out music. Like, he's not as consistent, but he still puts out way more than Rocky.
And he knows how to put out good music, too. He just wants to do his own shit.
Exactly.
That's a fact.
He's earned his wings. But,
you all next, right. Matthew.
So let me see. My top five. Obviously, Ye at number one. Man, I listen to so many rappers now, but if we're going with like really good rappers, like who are legendary.
No, this is your list, Matt. Don't
your list.
Legends affect your list.
My list, huh? My list.
Oh, can I say one more thing though?
Yeah, go ahead.
My honorable mention, my number six, 50 Cent. Sorry, I forgot to mention him.
Okay, that's a good one. Actually.
50 Cent.
That is a good one.
Let's see. Let's. I'm looking at my music list because. Oh, wait. Do they have to be English or can they be anything?
They can be whatever. This is yours. Personal.
Bad Bunny. That's like
he's I knew what you were gonna say too.
Bro, can I be honest, bro? This like if you really listen to his music, the change, oh my god, he's like Kanye, bro. He's the Kanye of reggaeton, bro. If you listen
to know what it is too?
Uh-huh.
Look how I love Bad Bunny, don't get me wrong. Uh-huh. And I love what he's doing like Odie, because you think about it, this kid he's basically Daddy Yankee.
Yeah.
To us, I'm saying like he's Daddy Yankee now.
No, yeah, he is.
And for the new generation, I love that.
And he's like Daddy Yankee, like on a when it comes to like a social level, because this nigga like he cares so much about like his country, and he does so much.
Yes, I respect that so much.
Yeah, bro, like this nigga was with the governor, bro, like in the governor's office, trying to like, you know, make plans to how the fuck they're gonna, you know, help the country and shit.
Hey, what did it say about Bad Bunny? Like with the Spanish rappers. Like they make the best beats. I don't know who makes these Spanish rapping beats or whatever, the reggaeton artists.
Oh my god, but, it's so true.
And it's usually over, but that's not the point.
Yeah,
the beats are fire, but you gotta listen to what they talk about.
Oh,
because a bunch of these rappers that are like over like from other countries, like they are Puerto Rico, they come from a lot of poverty.
Yeah, that's the fact.
Oh, real shit.
Yeah,
like real struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah, word like.
Yeah, like, Yankee, we can't compare like, to them.
Exactly. Like, we know we're from America, you know, the promised land. Everything over here is good.
Like, Daddy Yankee, over here, like, this nigga, Daddy Yankee, wanted to be a baseball player, but got shot, so decided to be a rapper. Like, type
thing. I didn't know that. I didn't even know that.
You didn't know that?
Nah.
Ah, damn. All right, so let me try to get back to this fucking... So...
Oh, yeah.
Kanye West... I gotta say, Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne. Fucking. I love Travis Scott, man. He's my favorite. Like, he's one of my favorite new rappers, like of all time. So I gotta put Travis Scott up there. Let's see. Who else? Who else do I put? I listen to too much music.
Yeah, I feel you.
I'm not gonna lie. Even though you guys hate ASAP, I love ASAP before testing. Like, testing, I loved it. Like, but that's like I miss that ASAP Rocky because he talked about so much
shit.
Good, like so much crap, bro. It was so good. Oh my gosh. So I have to put ASAP Rocky up there. Since it doesn't have to be English, I'm gonna put Unwin.
Okay.
On one. Rata la muerte, right there. Yo, bro, that nigga's so fire. Bro. I fucking love him.
Nah. You know I love my music, though? What I really love about music, how... What? Like, as you can tell, like, you're doing your list. It's not easy. It's fluctuating between who you think is the best and which you love the most.
Yeah.
And I feel like... That's... I don't be a dick, but, like, I feel like if it's that easy for you to tell your list like that, like, to do that, you're pretty basic when it comes to, like, what you listen to.
Word.
I actually agree with that. Holy shit.
Like, I feel like you shouldn't be, like, if you really, like a music connoisseur or, like, someone who loves music, I feel like it shouldn't be easy at all for you.
It shouldn't. Five. Especially since there's so much music nowadays. Like, obviously, you're gonna have your generic top five. Oh,
yeah.
Top five rappers.
Or like, Biggie Smalls or rappers change Tupac. Now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you get those old heads, like, oh, but he's, like, his lyrics are great. It's like, you know, it's more than lyrics, Papa. Come on.
Exactly.
Papito.
Those days is over. More than that,
man. Like, you gotta really listen to it, man. There's so much time and energy spent on this beat. Like, think about it.
Exactly.
So much time and energy spent on this beat.
And most of the time.
Niggas
don't really listen to the song for the lyrics. Like, for example, Tekashi. I'm not really listening to Tekashi, like, songs to listen to what he gotta say.
Yeah,
but more for what you had to say on like around it, but you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I understand.
Like, for that,
like, even when hello,
talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, my fault. What you saying? I didn't mean to talk to you like that. My fault.
No, because you were saying something. I cut you off.
I was like for that. Like, I listen to instrumental. Like, I don't really care about Tekashi like that. Like, yes. No one's really listening to, like, music nowadays just for the lyrics. Like, it's not how what it used to be.
Definitely.
It's not. And think about it. I feel like Biggie Smalls changed that.
Oh, yes. Definitely. He definitely changed that.
Like, yes, he's lyrical. But at the same time, he talks about the same shit we talk about right now. Like, come on. He's talking about smoke on my weed, tattoo on titties, screaming B.I.G. on ticket. Like, come on, bro. Come on, bro.
Yeah, that's a fact.
We're just saying it in a much simpler way.
Shout out to Biggie. People,
like, that ass. Shout out to Biggie.
Shout out to Biggie.
Even though he's dead. Like, right. R.I.P., man. I feel like he's a big influence on that. Like, when it comes to, Pac or Biggie, I say Biggie because Biggie, I think we talked about this. Yeah, Biggie, on a music standpoint, influenced it way more than Pac. Hello?
Yo.
Oh, Danny kind of... He's gone.
Again?
Ladies and gentlemen? No, he's not gone from the... For those of you who are listening, I hope you're having a good time. I hope you're on the treadmill and in your gym, just running, jogging, listening to the podcast.
Hope you're having a great time. Great day. I hope you don't hate our lists. But if you do, fuck you. I don't give a fuck. You know?
Yeah. I mean, actually, if you guys want, you can send us your list through the voice messages on this app.
And to our Instagram.
If you want. And to our Instagram, DM us if you want to DM us your list.
At Best Buds Podcast.
Yes. Best Buds Podcast. Yeah. That's basically it for that. But, man, I really forgot what I was going to say until you fucked me up with that text message, man. Damn it. I was really going to say some crap. Oh, damn, man.
I apologize.
Nah, no worries, bro. It's all right. Danny, you still there? No, he's not. He's not there. He's gone. He said, can you hear me?
All right, guys, so we'll be right back. I feel like he was...
We'll be right back after these short messages to close off the podcast because we've been going on for a minute. But yeah, we'll be right back. Yo, Danny.
You can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, what the hell, motherfucker?
It's nothing wrong, man. Don't worry about it. It's just sometimes it acts up. It's happening.
Yeah, if we have more than two people on here, it acts up a lot.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, copy.
Yeah, so that's why we're trying to save our money to get, like, studio equipment, you know, be legit. All
right, cool. I thought it was me. I felt bad. I'm like, damn.
Nah, bro. It's not you. It happens. Like, it's happened before, so Don't worry about
it's
it.
It's happened a lot worse before.
Yeah, like a lot worse. Like I'd be talking to myself and Jimmy would not hear me the whole time.
All right, cool, cool, cool.
And I feel like you were doing that. Did you do that?
What?
Were you talking to yourself and then realized that?
By the time I started talking, I was like, oh, can you hear me? So I was like, oh, fuck, I guess my shit is fucked up. So I was like, let me not get on track, whatever.
True.
So yeah, that's what we were saying before. Music, shit, yeah. Fuck, my bad.
Yeah.
Damn, I forgot. So I forgot what I was talking about.
Well, we kind of, like, we were talking about Biggie.
Oh, yeah, Biggie, my fault.
That, yeah, I was like, he's more influential when it comes to
music. Like, speaking of influences, like, can't lie, like, I can't say only Biggie Smalls because what Tupac really did was pretty huge now. Like, not only for music, but, like, for the message that he's putting out.
That's different, though. Like, I feel like, yes, musically, he was very, very talented. Yes, he was lyrical, but he didn't say anything that, you know, really, that no one really knew. But when he was on interviews, people listened
to him. Yeah.
There, like, it was a different type of influential. I'm not degrading how he influenced the music industry or just people in general, society. Matter of fact, I think his influence is bigger than Biggie Smalls. But when it comes to music, Biggie Smalls has, I think he has more of an influence.
I guess you're right then. Shit, I thought you're right.
I saw where you were coming from, but you were gonna say the same shit I was gonna say.
Yes, yeah, so you're speaking of more of like a strictly music influence. That's what you. Okay, yeah. So then I guess like another strictly influential like group would be like Wu-Tang Clan, because
hell yeah.
Can't forget about Wu-Tang. I feel like, to be honest, a lot of like rap influence came from New York.
That's a fact. 100%.
We talk about all these rap started in New York, but rap pretty much like it became what rap, you know, we'll say was in New York. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, we got, you know, Biggie Smalls from Brooklyn, Jay-Z is from Brooklyn.
Tupac is from Queens.
Tupac is from Queens, that's right. He's from New York too.
Then you got Mobb Deep. Rest in peace to my guy, Prodigy.
Yeah, we're.
Rest in peace, man.
Speaking of New York, and also, this is my honorable mention, Capital Steez.
Every Capital Steez, that's a fact.
Rest in peace really to the homie, Capital Steez. King Capital.
You know, it's funny, too, because I don't want to really say it, because I know it'd be a probably unpopular opinion, but after Steez died, bro, like, Pro Era is...
Oh, my.
I agree, 1,000%.
I kind of do, because Joey Badass has not come out with an album in 3 years.
It's been 3 years? I think he came out with an album like last year.
Yeah.
No, bro.
Wasn't it called Temptation or some shit?
Bro, the American flag.
Yeah.
Right? All American Badass.
I don't know why I said Temptation.
Bro, that shit came out.
2017.
Hold on. Yeah, 2017. It came out 2017. Whoa. But think about it, man. Like, it came out 2 years ago, but it wasn't like he was putting out music. And he hasn't been putting out music that much.
No, not at all.
Like, he really hasn't. I don't know what he's been doing.
Yeah,
I can tell you what he's been doing. I can honestly tell you what he's been doing. This guy is way too focused on politics. That's what he's really doing. And he's doing the wrong thing, because political music is never going to last.
No.
Because Donald Trump is not going to be president forever. So it's like, no one's really going to like listen to that.
Political music is periodic.
Yes.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
This guy is a genius. I don't know, like, the shit he says, like, I think like, he's a lyrical genius, but he just does like, he needs to understand, like, no one really cares. We're not really listening to music for you to tell us about how Donald Trump is this, Donald Trump is that. We know Donald Trump is a dick. We know that. You don't need to tell us that. Well, I want to hear you, like, say some fire shit, you know?
Yeah, and say something at least a little bit different. Like, tell us what we don't know.
Exactly.
You know, we know that. Like, we get it. And the fact that you keep mentioning it kind of feels like, oh, if it feels like a little demeaning. Like, yeah. Oh, you don't think we're smart enough to understand
the news and say that exactly.
Yeah, like fuck you, man. Like, I know this shit. I'm educated. I went to school. I understand what's going on. What can I do about it? And what are you doing?
What is he doing about it besides making miserable about it?
Yeah, like what the fuck? Like you can sit here and talk all you want, but if you're not taking any action, who are you to judge me and the
exactly? And I what I really want to know is if this nigga even voted. That's what I really want to know.
Ooh, that's a fact. Like the reason why I don't judge is and why I'm not like I'm into politics a little bit because I just I'm interested.
Yeah, I feel like everyone should be a little political because you should know something about what's going on.
Yeah. And I think it's a good conversation starter sometimes, like very little.
You shouldn't talk about it.
Very rarely. Yeah, like if I'm out and like trying to have fun, I would never mention politics, especially to a drunk person.
Yeah, word.
You know, that's the worst fucking time to talk politics. But you know, I get it. Like you wanna have some knowledge in it. That's fine. But if you didn't vote,
don't exactly.
You're constantly judging people who voted for. This person or whatever, and you don't agree with their decision, who are you? You didn't fucking vote.
Exactly. You could have stopped it. You may never know.
But yes, like you're both. Exactly. And you're just as much of the problem
as we are.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great point, Matthew. I like how you said that. That is so true. Thank you. I really just like Joey Badass just for that. To be completely honest.
That's really it, man. Like, I feel you. And I just wish he would put out more music, to be honest.
I wish he would put out better music. I don't really care about, you don't have to put up music so much to where it's, like, you have nothing to rap about. That's what he's doing. Like, he's rapping on about one thing, and it's, like, you don't put out enough music for you to, like, run out of ideas, you know?
But the thing is, he did put out, I think, like, 3 more songs after All American
Battle. But that's 3 songs in the span of over 700 days, you know?
I understand that, but that's what I'm mad about. But, like, I was going to say Danny because he was like, oh, I wish he would put out better music. And those 3 songs, he didn't talk about Donald Trump in it, or like he wasn't talking politics at all. It was completely different. And it reminded me of like, huh?
But you know why the song probably didn't like blow up or whatever, like didn't get enough like I don't know how to say like attention. You know why though? Because of the album.
Because of
the album. People are gonna be like, oh yeah, I'm not listening to this if this is rapping about on this album. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
Like I feel like he's like a freaking I can't even explain it. Like, he's just, like, a broken record. So...
Yeah, I see what you mean, yeah. Fuck. Because I really like those songs that he put out.
That's his fault, though.
But that's why I think he should put out more, because I feel like people will be like, oh, Joey Badass, he hasn't put out a song in a minute. Let me see what he's up to.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, curiosity killed the cat, but maybe it'll save it this time?
Yeah.
That's a fact.
That was good awkward silence.
Really good. Thank you for that. What you were saying.
Nah, it was the fact.
Yeah, I feel you. I totally understand.
Nah, but as much as I hate Joey Badass, bro, shout out to you, Joey. Shout out to you for what you're doing. I respect it, but I don't need it.
He's like, I respect it, but I don't need it. Basically, fuck you, but have a good day. Nigga pulled the old what's that nigga? The Lotto from 8 Mile? Nigga said, fuck you, but have a nice day.
That's an Eminem. Now that you mention it. Because this dude at one point was like a god. Now this man sucks.
He overstayed his welcome.
Exactly. You're out of your element, bro. What are you? Oh, Mark. I love that. But this dude sucks.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to hear Trump like another Joey Badass, bro. I want to hear you stab yourself in the eyeball. You doing this? You killing somebody?
No.
I want to hear Slim Shady. I don't want to hear freaking Marshall Mathers. I watch 8 Mile. I don't need to know more about you. That's it. That's what he was.
I mean, the thing is though, like he killed Slim Shady already because he doesn't do drugs anymore.
True, I forgot about that. But I love about drugs though, because people that make music while they're on drugs makes the best music.
Oh my goodness, this nigga did not just say that.
Think about it, bro. Everyone who's made music,
think drugs for your mind a little.
A number one example, bro. I'm gonna show you right now. You're gonna like really like be like, damn, you're right. Future, bro.
No, I was just about to say that, yo. I was just about to say that.
Oh, on drugs, he was better.
Gosh. 1,000%. Yes, bro.
But I like his new album, though. I really like it.
I don't.
I mean, not matter of fact, no. I haven't listened to the whole album. I only like two songs. Jumping on a Jet and Rocket Ship.
Bro, there's a bunch of freaking...
Compare his new music to, like, 2015 Future.
Exactly. Yes, Jimmy.
How much drugs was he on? I know he was on lean.
Bro, this nigga probably was, like, every kind of, like, drug that doesn't, like, the, you know, like, add a drug. You know what I'm saying?
But I thought he still did drugs. That's
nah,
the thing.
He quit. Nah. So, he's quit for a while, supposedly, from what I've heard. He wasn't... He was sober when he made World on Drugs with Juice WRLD, like that whole album.
Why the fuck would
exactly you... the big so stupid? Nah.
That here's the thing, right? You're out of your element, but you still try to stay in it. That's what I have a problem mm-hmm. with. Like, if you put out the message like, "Hey, I'm not on drugs anymore. I no longer do that." Yet you still try to put out the message like, "Oh." Like, you still try to, like, do what everybody else is doing, which is talk about drugs, fucking bitches, and flexing and get money, basically. Right. It's just, obviously, you're not going to be in your element because you don't do it anymore. So you don't know what it feels like to do it. You know what I mean? You
can't rap about a drug and not know what it feels like.
You can't rap about it. It's like me, if I talk about killing people, knowing damn well I don't kill anybody. I haven't killed anyone. I don't do that shit. I never claimed anything. I don't gangbang. Don't do nothing. None of that. It's like me rapping about gangbanging and shooting people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think, like, you have to rap about what you know about.
Exactly. Don't, like pretty much is what I'm trying to say is, like, don't practice something that you, I mean, my fault, that way around.
Don't preach something that you don't
practice. Preach something that you don't practice.
Yes, yeah. My fault. Thank you, bro. Thank you for picking that up. Because, yo, he literally gets me tight. I feel like not Drake. Freaking Future used to make probably. I feel like 2015 was Future's year. That year was great. Everything was fantastic for music, right? Because Future made a lot of music with everybody. Now, even though he's on drugs, it's the sad part about it. But I feel like that's what really made his music.
I mean, can he still do weed? I feel like weed, it taps into creative potential.
It definitely does, because think about it. Like, who was in your house when we was freaking, we were fried, right? We was talking for like hours on end.
My God, that's a fact.
I was like so inspired. And like another person, like, for example, that like sucks now because I don't want to be a dick. Before I say this, I don't want to be a dick, but if you quit doing weed, like smoke on, you're a bitch. That's what I want to say, because that's not even bad for you. But like, that's what Joey Badass did. He smoked mad, but whatever. He stopped now. And look at his music. Shit is trash.
Why does he... But then here's the thing, right? I get cutting down on it, because too much of anything is definitely unhealthy.
Yeah,
like it will do bad for you in the long run if you keep doing it consistently. But if you cut down on it and you do it like occasionally here and there, it's nothing wrong with doing that. Like, there's nothing wrong with it.
Now, I wouldn't say nothing wrong, because there's a couple of drugs that you shouldn't do at all, like crack or like.
Oh no, I'm not talking about that. But actually, wait. Let me see about that. Crack? No, because crack is addictive. That's the thing. Yeah. And it's like heroin too. You know? Like, I'm not talking about addictive drugs. Obviously, addictive drugs are different.
Yeah, definitely. Like, no, I see what you're saying. Like, I definitely agree.
Yeah. I totally think cigarettes and even juuling and vaping should be considered a drug.
Yeah, because nicotine.
Yo, that's the most addictive drug on the planet, man.
But it's like freaking I don't know, cigarette is like people think it's okay.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's just a cigarette, man. Like, come on, it's just tobacco. It's like, no, you know how many chemicals are in cigarettes, exactly. Bro? It's disgusting.
Isn't it? I don't want to sound like be stupid or anything, but isn't it like rat poisoning in cigarettes?
Yeah,
rat poisoning, nail polish.
Yeah, I think so, and. There's battery acid.
Oh my God, that's disgusting. People put that in their bodies. Bro. That's ridiculous.
Bro, I don't understand. Like, and another thing too is like sugar, right? Sugar is another a drug, and it's okay.
Yeah, but it's only okay though, because we make it okay.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's not, yo, we have drugs on the street that are illegal. Why are we, why did we put laws on that yet? Oh, sugar's completely okay. Meanwhile, it can kill you. Like, it has effects on you. It just takes longer for it to, you know, really be a problem.
Yeah, true. Because that's definitely like, pretty much what the war on drugs was. Because, remember, drugs are okay until black people start, like, you know, abusing it.
Yeah.
Because white cocaine wasn't everything. Cocaine was even, that's what it pretty much what it's known for. But, you know, black people started using it recreationally. And I guess what, we got to stop it now.
Wait, where'd you get this from? You
serious? Yeah.
Hold up.
Coca-Cola, nigga.
Hold on.
I sent you that video. Remember when you still watching me get home?
Yeah, the cartoon, yeah. Right?
That was the first Coca-Cola. The first, like...
Hold on. Does Coca-Cola contain cocaine? Cocaine and Coke. Scandalous past.
Cocaine was in toothpaste. You could buy freaking cocaine, I think, like in Red Dead Redemption. The
yo, game. you're right. In 1885. Pemberton's recipe contained cocaine. He's the guy who made Coca-Cola, yeah. And it contained. Oh my god! But that's, you see what I mean? Like, they try to hide all this from us, bro. Like, it's so annoying.
Yeah, it is actually.
It's stupid. And why are you trying to hide it? Like, you can't. You know, you can't do that anymore. We have the internet now.
Like, that too, and it's illegal too.
And what sucks is that we have access to it, but we do nothing
about it.
Nothing.
We're all Joey, and it gets me tight. Inside.
Yo, for real, we can talk about it all day, but we do. But that's because we don't know the steps, and I feel like they're hiding the steps from us. Because if we knew exactly what to do, we would do it right now.
I'm not gonna lie to you. What? Because I'm like, I don't really even drink that in general, so I wouldn't say.
Okay.
It's not like it's not everyone's fault, but for the people who do drink it on like constantly, it's like pretty disgusting, and that's their fault. Because they're putting that to their body. Definitely.
They're doing that to their body, yeah. But what if that's the only thing they have access to? Like, think about it. Coca-Cola, a can of Coke is $1.
No, because buying a bottle of Coca-Cola is way more expensive than buying a bottle of water.
True.
So it's pretty much it's just the person's fault. It's the same way with drugs. Like, no one's putting the drugs, like, you know, into your, like, system. You're doing it to yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why I don't give people like, oh yeah, it's your fault that he's an addict now, but not really, because he's the one that, you know, wanted to try the drugs, you know?
True.
But still, though, it's not like it's okay, but it's
no,
it's
their
fault.
Yeah, it is. But that's why I totally think that drugs in general should be legal. Like, I understand that, yes, it's self-harm, but guess what? It's the person's choice.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, I thought this was a free country.
Exactly. I'm not a baby. Like, you can't tell me what not to do. I'm like, I'm all
yeah, exactly.
Being...
Like,
and people are going to do it anyway.
Like,
exactly.
Like, they're going to find a way to do it. And you're just going to try to pin something on them because you want to profit from it.
And I also, why like, you want to. It's the exact thing with weed. Like, they, I don't know why they just want to legalize it. Like, everywhere.
Oh, to be honest, I really don't know. I just think they were like, oh.
It's because they couldn't put taxes on it. They didn't know how to.
How do you not know how to just put taxes
on it? Yeah, you can put taxes on anything.
I mean, I don't know the math. I'm not an accountant. I don't know how any of that works. So. And probably has to deal with like a lot of math and shit. But I'm pretty sure they can figure it out. You can. They were able to figure mad shit out. And hello, our fucking government is based on a piece of paper.
Shit,
like that's where it came from. Like, like we praise that shit. Like, that's our God. Fuck out of here, man. That's a piece of paper. Money's a piece of paper. Like, oh my god.
That's tough though, because that's pretty bad. Yeah, that's piece of paper.
Whatever, man. Like, I only get into these rants on this because I like it. Like, I feel like this is where I can show my true self and how I truly think,
yeah.
Like, by myself and shit. Because I'll be watching some weird-ass videos, man. Like, I just watch videos about everything. And I'm pretty sure you guys do the same, you know, when you're really, really bored.
Of course.
Yeah, no, definitely. I feel like
That's why I like talking with you guys, man. And I like having guests on the show, because I, like, smart, so, you know, educated people. I don't want to talk to anybody who doesn't really know what they're talking about.
Yeah, no, definitely. I feel like people should do that on a constant. Like, I feel like if you're not trying to expand your vocabulary, your brain, or, like, you know, like tap into something that you don't usually do, then like why are you alive? Like why are you like you shouldn't want to be ignorant to everything, you know?
Yeah, basically. That's all.
Ignorance isn't bliss, it's rich. Facts.
Oh, hell yeah. That's a big fact.
And I never understand that when people say ignorance is bliss, because I think that's only for kids, really. That meaning usually is like, it should only be for kids. Like, because I feel like if you're an adult and you're thinking like that, then that's pretty, like, sad.
Yeah. The fact that you want to be left in the dark.
Exactly.
Bro, I don't... That's probably the smartest shit, like, I've heard some like, that... Because people will tell you ignorance is bliss. Like, that's a saying. But... Now that I think about it, yeah, you're right, because ignorance isn't bliss, especially if you're a grown-ass person.
It shouldn't be fun to be ignorant, you know?
Yeah, it's like, look at me, I don't know anything.
Yeah, I'm stupid. Oh, stupid.
Not knowing anything, like... literally not knowing anything can lead to homelessness, maybe even death, jail. Like, you won't know laws, you won't know how to buy a house, you won't know simple-ass shit like that if you were ignorant.
Ignorance is not bliss. Shit.
It's not bliss. Like, obviously, I'm being very literal. I'm pretty sure people just mean, like, on a more, like, I don't know. Yeah. On a level where it's maybe a little more complicated. Like, okay, ignorance is bliss, whatever.
But I think what it really is, though, like, it's for, maybe, like, more of, like, for innocence. Like, for little kids, so, like, you know.
Yeah, I definitely think it's like that. I think it's more.
You know, like, you're blind to everything. Like, you, like, let's say, like, if you're... You grew up, right? Your mom beats your father, and your dad beats your mother, this and that. But you don't really see it as that because you're a little kid. But as you get older, you're like, damn, like, my mom was, like, she's being abused all this time. Like, you know, I could have stopped it. Like, maybe I could have helped.
Yeah. Yeah.
So ignorance really isn't bliss at all. Like,
no, it's not. It's not. It's, especially when you come to realize that you were ignorant, then it's definitely not bliss. Like, oh, shit, I didn't know this. Fuck.
Holy 19, shit. No more ignorance is bliss. Let's stop that. Yo, let's stop that.
Hashtag ignorance isn't
bliss. Yeah, hashtag ignorance is not bliss.
That's a hashtag. Yo, that's a hashtag. Oh, man. We've been on this for 22 minutes. I think we can cut it here. Because we've been on for almost more than an hour.
Damn, so, that shit felt like it was 2 minutes.
Yo, nah. That's how it be. But that's how it feels. Like, you see what I mean, Danny? Like, I told you, you'll be unnatural at this, bro.
It's just us talking.
It's just talking, literally.
And we've all been friends for so long that it's like, exactly. This is all we do.
That's fine.
Yeah, like, it's natural. And yes, you're gonna, like, we talk to the audience sometimes here and there, but for the most part, it's like, if you feel like they're not even there. And that's what they love. You know, but we should definitely do this next one. That's a fact. But anyways, we'll end it here. That's it for this episode of the Best Buds Podcast. I want to thank my good friend, and guest Danny. Say your goodbyes, man, or you see you later. I don't know.
it was an honor.
I'm glad, man. I'm glad. It was an honor to have you. You're always welcome on our show. We appreciate you being here. And Jimmy, any last words before we cut off?
Yeah, I know we were talking about ignorance and all that stuff, but shout out to Lil Pump. Shout out to Ignite Gang. You already know the vibes.
Shout out Lil Pump.
That's a big fact.
Shout out Lil Pump.
He is not ignorant.
Nah, but he used to jack.
Nah, I feel like he knows what he's doing. That dude's a genius. Yeah, that's another one.
Facts.
Yeah,
he's on his shit.
All right. Hashtag ignorance isn't bliss. Let's make that a thing. All right, man. Guys, we appreciate you. To anyone who listens to the podcast, thank you, and we'll see you guys on the next episode.
Peace.
Peace.